Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show on KSL Sports, America's favorite sports network. That's right, America's. We've got Josh Clark. Dude, I swear. Bro, if you keep yawning through the
Every
intro...
Every time you blink at me, I yawn, bro.
Dude.
You have this weird power. It's like... Just a yawn wand out of your
fingertips. Bore you to death,
dude.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, you know.
What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm bored to death, dude.
Okay. All right, dude. Maybe you should listen to another RSL podcast, huh? Why don't you go join another... Honestly, I would never want that.
I'm going to start another one.
You are?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
The show of RSL shows.
The show of RSL? I like that.
The greatest RSL show on earth.
We got baby intern. Alex, what's up, dude?
What's up, guys?
Baby Alex Napolis.
Huh? Not even like adolescent intern?
I don't know, dude. He's clean shaved. He got a haircut.
It's because of the haircut, yeah.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
Better. Thank you. Yeah.
Did the barber episode...
It inspired me, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It inspired me, and I was like, dang, I need a haircut.
You're 23?
Did you go to Top Dog Cuts, bro?
I did not go to Top Dog Cuts.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. It looks
he's booked out, you know?
Yeah, it looks good, though.
Thank you.
Here, turn your head. Yeah?
It's already growing back pretty fast.
Yeah, dude, that's quick,
I gotta go in again.
Nice. No, it looks great, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're getting more attention from... Whatever you're into?
I guess. I don't know what that means.
You just don't know. Like, you just don't know.
I don't know what that means for sure.
What?
I don't want to assume.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Alex, welcome to the RSL show. By the way, the barber episode was dope. Whoever had that idea? Whose idea was that?
Isaac's, maybe?
No.
Got him.
Yeah. If you guys didn't listen, go listen to the barber episode. It is so good. It's up there with the Dan Farns episode.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be its competition. I'll have to go back and look at the numbers, but we had a lot of people from social media. I think one of you guys said somebody came up and said the barber episode was cool to you at the last game.
Couple people.
Yeah. So we will try to kind of fill more spots with stuff like that. It's a cool perspective to hear from people that are close to the club.
Yeah, we've reached out to some people to have some similar episodes coming down the pipeline. So
stay tuned.
Unfortunately, it can't be every week.
Yeah.
That we talk to someone cool.
No, of course not.
When are you going to go do the cool video of him cutting hair?
I'll hit him up.
I think people are wanting that.
Yeah, we'll hit
myself being one of those people.
Yeah, we'll hit that up. Real quick before we get started, from the RSL show, I shared the behind the scenes kind of like POV video of going and capturing the march to the match, like just hanging around the sideline with the TIFOs going up, all that. So I strapped a GoPro to my chest and just went and shot some video footage that KSL Sports technically, quote-unquote, contracted me for because they're working on a cool project. So if you want to see that, go to RSL Show IG or RSL Show Twitter. But what I wanted to get to was you guys are starting to come out of the woodworks, do the fans. I got approached by a lot of people telling me, you guys weren't with me, that they love the show, that they're like longtime fans. They just wanted to say what's up, show up. So everybody that I met or that I ran into, thank you guys so much for the support. You guys are dope. I love you guys so much. It's so much fun to like meet people who appreciate what we do.
Right. It's a cool feeling, actually. It's kind of surreal sometimes. On that same kind of note.
Yeah.
After the match against St. Louis, come find Isaac, Alex, and I by J-Dogs.
Okay.
Northwest corner of the field after the match. We want to get your hot takes.
Okay.
Right? So we did it a little bit after this last game. I think there were some audio issues with Isaac's camera.
Mm. Of course.
Yeah, you know, let the intern do it. But
yeah.
But we want more. We want some solid hot takes, real genuine feelings post-match from the fans. So show up, show out, and we'll get you on some camera time.
Yeah. By the way, I'm just going to address that some other people from different media outlets gave you guys a hard time for leaving the press box 2 minutes early. I just want to say to those people before you guys interject, if you work in media, people have assignments, people have things to go do. It is the complete norm that people leave press boxes or their seats prior to go do something that they are assigned to go work on, you noobs. That's all I wanted to say. All
right. Well, didn't think Andy was going to go there, but...
I didn't think so either.
That is ridiculous, dude. I wish I was there. Say something like that to me while I'm working. It's going down.
Dude, you can't say anything to you while you're working.
I know, dude.
I can't even talk to you while you're working.
Dude. I know. I was just like a... Not a stress case, man, but that's like... When I have a camera in my hand and it's like, hey, I got a specific shot list... I have to be there. I got to be there on time. I got to make sure I've got the shots. And then, of course, like settings, camera, all that stuff, whatever. Go watch the video. It's really cool insight. But let's go forward, guys. Let's talk about our favorite Major League Soccer team, Real Salt Lake.
Oh, it is them, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay.
First off, hang on, though. Let's talk about the atmosphere leading up to the kickoff match.
Dope.
You think like they're doing a good job?
Yeah, I know like the whole light thing has been done by other clubs or whatever, but it's still very much an ambitious move by RSL to try to do the same thing big clubs are doing, and it was dope.
Yeah, and it's new to us. It's new to us. It's something different, and we're just walking in there and seeing that light show as the players walking out. It was glorious.
Right, with the flares and the fireworks. Like that's a thing you get at big-time sporting events, right? That's NBA, NFL sporting events. It was so nice not to just see the guys walk out on the field, you know, national anthem, games on. Like, it was like a...
spectacle.
It might get people to their seats early. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we saw Nick Raimondo take to Twitter and say, hey, show up.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Before, I mean, like, he was saying, like, but...
during warm-ups, dude.
Should be in seats during warm-ups.
Yeah.
Because of the atmosphere and what it does for, like, the mentals of the players.
Absolutely.
And it's true, man.
I know it's hard to get there that early, but just do it. It's even fun to watch them warm up sometimes.
Or get there early and tailgate and hang out and say what's up to people. Dude, that was the first time that I've gone to an RSL game maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours prior to kickoff. Just because in the past, like, I've been working and I haven't been able to. But 2 hours prior to that, man, like, I got to say what's up to so many people and interact with people.
Your friends you hadn't seen all year.
Especially people from, like, you know, the Riot and... the supporters group, and, you know, people like Zach Barnes, right? Like, just kind of walking around and kind of soaking all that in. Mm-hmm. And I think, obviously, the new ownership is, they're trying to mimic the spectacle that the Utah Jazz put on.
Right.
When you go to the Jazz games early and the lights go off and it's just like a video on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, the music hits and there's a light show.
And they got fire and all that crap, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really, really cool, and people want to be in their seats for that. So I think you guys are right. I think that Real Salt Lake is shifting towards that. And if we, as a fan base, can get there sooner, if you can.
Right. Obviously, there's times you can't, but if you can, do it.
Yeah. Get there sooner.
The only thing that kind of threw me with it was, like, all this hype, loud music, lights. Hard stop national anthem. So, like, that kind of took the gas out of it for me. But
They do that at NBA games, too, though.
No, I know, but, like, it's just, like, they would do that before. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think. When I would go shoot the Jazz games, I was thinking, hang on, let me just think. Did they do the anthem? No, they did it afterwards because...
Yeah, because the players have to go out there and they have
to... Yeah.
But that's the only thing that kind of, like... You know, push the brake pedal a little bit for me. I was like, oh, that was fun. And then...
Your country?
Well, no, it's just like
your country deflated.
Just serious time from fun.
The people who fought for your liberty and stuff, that's deflating. Yeah.
Unless there's a flyover.
I'm kidding, dude. I'm joking. Okay.
I'll kill you.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to kill Andy.
Well, and then
do you like... Hang on, stop. Do you like the national... Do you like this country, Alex?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, go ahead.
But... I do think the national anthem should only be played at national sporting events.
I agree because, I mean, in this take, like, you have all the lights off, and then all the lights come back on, you do the national anthem, and then they go off again. Like, it just seems, I don't know, repetitive, I guess.
Careful with what you're going to say there. I, for one, I love this country, and I was born here.
You can love it, but not want to do the national anthem at every sporting event you go to.
Just do it before. Do it before you turn off all the lights. And wait,
I, like, envisioned, like, me in my bathroom, like, doing the national anthem before.
Do you say the Pledge of Allegiance before you get in the shower, dude?
Every day.
Dude, it's a good point, man. I think that if we're doing the national anthem, we should also do the Pledge of Allegiance. Why not? We're there.
Just do it all. And then
we're there.
Amazing.
America's a beautiful.
Yeah.
All of it.
Everything.
Every game should be 4th of July themed.
Oh, dude. If we got fireworks every match.
That'd be dope.
That would be sick.
Oh, dude. Fireworks every RSL goal.
And fireworks, though. Like, they have to shut down the parking lots to set them off.
Wait, no, dude. There's a goal, and then the match is stopped, and then they let some people onto the grass.
Everyone gets on the grass to watch it.
And then they do a 5-minute fireworks show, and then they get everybody off, and then they resume. That's, like, how far I want to take it. And that's why I'm not in charge.
Yeah, that sounds like a version of hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of the antics. Obviously, we're having fun. Did you guys enjoy, before we talk about RSL, the result, everything, did you guys enjoy just, I don't know, the atmosphere?
Yeah, it was great. It's cool. The tailgate was fun. Anytime the homebrew is happening, the tailgate's a great place to be.
Yeah.
The taco stand was back. Delicious. My lord. And then, you know, the atmosphere in the stadium was really, really, really good until the Gallagher goal.
The Gallagher goal?
Was it Gallagher?
It was Gallagher. It was John Gallagher.
Oh, Gallagher goal.
Yeah, goal.
Got you.
Goal.
Yeah. Well, and then the announcement before the game was pretty cool, too.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Go ahead. Take it away, dude. Oh.
That's a big thing.
Hold up. No, I'm kidding. We didn't forget about that, but go ahead, Alex. You are now the designated Royals up-to-dater.
Utah Royals are back.
If you didn't know.
Everybody knew, dude. Everybody, like, the moment they sent that email out, special announcement, it's like it was
so
clear.
The worst kept secret, dude.
Yeah.
The worst.
I'm excited. Saw the murals, the double mural.
It was dope.
It was
Royals cool. And Real Salt Lake, just kind of sharing the stage.
I dig the rebrand. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot more grown up and professional than the first one. The first one was fine, but this one just feels a lot better. Right?
Feels real.
More soccer clubish. I don't know. It's weird to explain, but like it's more recognizable. I feel like it's going to be, you know, able to track globally. You know, you're going to see it and go, oh, that's the Royals. The last one just felt cheap to me. I don't know.
I like it. I like the rebrand, and I like the whole One Utah vision that, you know, Ryan Smith is trying to have with uniting the Jazz, uniting RSL, uniting the Royals, and just having the Royals back. I think it's just huge for the ever-growing soccer community here in Utah.
I agree. I think it's wonderful. And it means more soccer. And they're going to have, obviously, schedules that are just kind of, I wouldn't say parallel to one another, but they're going to be kind of almost, I don't know. What's the word that I'm looking for?
There's going to be soccer at the Riot every weekend in the summer.
Pretty much.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, and it's fun, man. You know, women's soccer, NWSL, it's a good time. It's a whole different vibe. I've been prior. Like, it's fun, man. It's just, it's a little bit more intimate, too, just because the stadium isn't nearly as packed. I mean, we'd love to see it packed. And actually, I think with the hype, dude, we might be able to get that thing packed.
Well, they had the second best attendance before they were Deloitte dissolved, so... Yeah.
And now that, you know, ownership also is going to kind of dive into that, I think as far as like branding and marketing and just kind of trying to get people to go out there, I think they're going to do a way better job than Deloitte ever could have.
I think they will too. And honestly, like, I'm excited because, like, you know, my niece, she's five, young, having a brain fart. Anyway, she's like so hyped, right? Like, so it's really cool to see nieces be pumped about soccer, not just nephews, right? So it's awesome.
And I can say the same thing for my sister. And I think just overall, we'll probably have a better product on the field too compared to what we had when, you know, back in 2018. Because again, it just feels like ownership cares. It feels like they're more efforts are going to be put into it.
But it's so wild though, because
they never made the playoffs.
I know they didn't, but if you looked at that roster, dude,
it was good. It was a good roster.
So like, is it fair to say that there was no ambition there? It was just coaching? Or I don't know what to think of the Royals, honestly, in their first iteration. Because that team was stacked in a lot of places. And I guess in some they weren't, but...
I don't either. Like, a lot of that time is blurry. But I mean, not making playoffs in your history is kind of sucks, but again,
I mean, but when your history is only 2 years,
I mean, yeah, but
you know what I mean?
I think with them coming back and with Ryan Smith and David Blitzer and this new ownership, I think we'll get a lot better product on the field. And hopefully, you know, hopefully they're committed to bringing that championship to Utah, whether it be RSL, whether it be Royals.
It'll be cool, dude.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see it here.
What did you think of the announcement? Did you make it in time there?
I did, yeah.
Some people were saying that it wasn't that great. What was your opinion on it?
It was an announcement. People were just walking up, talking about, you know, how great it's going to be for the state of Utah. It was just your regular announcement, nothing too crazy.
Run of the mill. The little video package was neat.
The videos was nice, and it was nice seeing former players there, too.
Yeah.
There was a lot of former players within the crowd. And it just shows how much people care. It just shows how much people cared about the Royals. It shows how much they care about them coming back. And I think it's awesome. I think we're heading in a very, very good direction here with everything.
I did have to step out, though. That plastic tent that they put up, dude, I got so claustrophobic in
there.
They
were ready for it to rain, and so they, like, crammed everybody into a tent.
Oh, boy.
And so it got a little crowded.
Do you remember when you would, like, as a kid, you would get, like, the floaties at the pool or like, and you would blow it up? You remember that smell?
Yeah.
That's what it smelled like in there.
Yeah.
It was so strong. And then it was just crammed. And, dude, I like almost had a panic attack. I'm not going to lay in there.
Yeah.
I had to go stand outside and watch.
Dude, I don't like clouded areas like that, man.
Not when I can't, like, if my shoulders are, like, back against something, like, and I'm just, people are stacking on top of me.
Or just people like that. Because, you know, like in concert venues, if you're, like, in a small little concert, mm-hmm. you're enjoying the show and then you just get, like, a whiff of something.
Yep.
Because people are just, like, crop dusting in there. You know they are inside
you,
that
you
tent.
You couldn't smell anything over that plastic smell.
No?
Dude.
Gotcha.
It was very strong.
It was cool. It was nice of them to, you know, keep us dry, but...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at it, but...
At the same time, like, there were so many people in there.
Yeah, I don't think they anticipated the crowd that came.
Yeah.
It was a very big
for
crowd.
For sure. No, for sure. For sure, because it was packed. It was packed and...
Sardines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they change the name of the stadium? America First Field? Did they change it? I didn't hear any, like, you know, everyone just doesn't care anymore.
Oh, that's their jersey sponsor now.
That is a jersey sponsor. That's the main sponsor of Utah Royals now.
Really?
Yeah.
America First.
I love America First on their kit.
That's it? America First?
I'm sure it'll say Credit Union.
Yeah, I'm not sure what design they'll have on.
I haven't seen it.
Are you... okay. What did we see when we went to when we had that episode with Thomas and
just the logo potentials?
Just the logo.
Yeah.
Did I don't remember the other
did
ones.
Did we see the kids?
No, I don't think so. They just showed us the Monarchs prior. We
I
did.
I don't think they had the
Alex. Kind of, we saw the kids.
They didn't have any kind of sponsorship on them.
Yeah, they didn't have anything on it.
Oh man, I gotta. I have the worst memory already.
Just a couple designs.
Okay. All right. Let's.
We
talk
actually
about,
never saw any of that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. That's how I shake my head.
let's talk about the match. Let's talk about the
I don't really want to.
The result.
Fine.
Real Salt Lake hosting Austin FC.
We were gracious hosts. We let them do whatever they wanted.
They absolutely just came in here and spoiled the party, dude.
Just wear the boots in, don't take them off, throw them up on the ottoman.
Yeah, dude.
Like change the program to channels.
They used all your toilet paper, didn't replace the roll.
Didn't flush.
Yeah.
Just like left their
wet towels in the sink from their shower, you know, toothpaste on the mirror,
underwear on the floor.
Yeah. Shit stained underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That bad?
That was a pretty bad game for me. I did not enjoy it.
All right. Let's break it down. Alex Napolis.
What's up?
Oh, by the way, hang on, dude.
Oh, hard pause.
Hard pause.
Alex.
Alex Napolis.
That's
the,
me.
The RSL show intern, brief story on Alex. You, for somehow reason, that's talking.
Somehow reason.
I don't know how to talk. You joined El Show RSL.
I did.
Which at the time, Jake Simons saw the future and he said, hey, we should have a Spanish soccer content podcast. And he assembled a team. You were not a part of that.
I was not, no.
You later came into that because why? Because you messaged. You took some initiative, right?
I did, yeah.
You took some initiative and you're like, hey, dude, I speak Spanish, not to us, but to them, and I want to be on your podcast. And they said yes to you. And then you were on there and you were tweeting and you had your hair And I remember seeing a few of your tweets and being impressed by your knowledge of football and soccer. And I kept my eye on you. And then I called you out of the... Actually, I DM'd you.
Yes.
Yeah. I said, hey, dude, let's talk. You called me that day. I said, hey, I've got a vision. I want the podcast to get a little bit younger. Impressed with your work. I see a lot of potential. I asked you what you wanted to do. You said you wanted to get into sports broadcasting. I said, hey, I happen to work at KSL Sports. I know some people. And then I invited you to come on. And essentially, was it almost like a tryout, Josh?
It still is.
Yeah. We took you around the KSL Sports studio.
That was cool.
You had your hair.
I did.
And I introduced you. I introduced you to sports anchors who are on TV.
Yes.
Sports radio personalities.
Yes.
And I remember I introduced you to Jeremiah Jensen, who is on TV every night. And I said, hey, this is Alex. He's going to be on our podcast for the RSL show. And Jeremiah said, hi. Hey, so what do you want to do? And Alex, it reminded me of what I did at a job one time. Alex said, I want your job, like that, to the sports anchor.
Not exactly those
yes,
words.
Yes, you did.
Not exactly those
that's
words.
That's what I heard.
But
that's exactly what you said. And the sports anchor said, great, like, come take it. From there, because you wanted to get into sports broadcasting and we all had a conversation, we then got you a connect and you were more than willing to go and try. And you put in the time. And what you guys don't know about Alex is he has been commentating for KSL Sports almost like intern level, just kind of helping out, not accepting any money, putting in the hours, paying for his own gas, going, driving around the city, basically, commentating what? Basketball, football, soccer.
Football, basketball, soccer.
Everything, okay? Putting on a good impression. And that's what I like, because if I go to bat for somebody or if I bring somebody in and I'm basically saying, hey, this is the guy, you showed up, you did your thing. And so you got a cool announcement. What's happened in your life in the last 72 hours?
I had a conversation with the amazing people at the Rewind Sports Network, who are part of KSL Sports, who do the coverage for the high school sports. And so they don't really cover a lot of soccer. Because, I mean, there's just not a lot of popularity, unfortunately. But we want to change that. Right. We want to, like I said, it's an ever-growing soccer culture, ever-growing soccer community here in the state of Utah. So we want to change that, and we're going to put a lot more effort, hopefully, into boys' soccer and girls' soccer coverage. And so Dusty Lister, the person who is in charge over there, has basically given me the initiative to kind of be the host of high school boys' soccer.
Dang.
And girl soccer.
They think that's going to improve its popularity?
We'll get there. We're still ironing out details, but basically we're just we're going to start doing hopefully one or two games a week, just going out, picking our game of the week, and posting videos on KSL Sports, basically breaking down all the classifications, all the soccer that goes on in the state of Utah at the high school level, and yeah, build it from there.
Very cool.
That's awesome, man. Yep. Congratulations, dude.
Thank you, man.
At the ripe age of 23.
Man.
What were you doing at 23?
Watching RSL lose the SKC in the final.
No, dude, we're proud of you, man. We've heard your calls. They've ran your calls on TV before, like on highlights and all that. Alex is pursuing his dream. And I told him from day one, I said, look, I don't know if the RSL show is the final step for you. I hope it's not, because, yeah, we get paid, but not a lot. It's not a lot.
you're not raising a family.
You can't live off this at all. But I said, I committed to you. I said, wherever you want to get to, I will help you. I'll guide you. I'll introduce you. I'll give you the network. And my friend, you've done all the work. So you're 23 now, dude. Imagine where you're going to be when you're 30, bro. I honestly, man, I will bet money that this guy will be inside the booth at RSL Rio Tinto one day.
Or a different club. He'll be at a professional level at some point.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you guys for bringing me on.
Yeah, of course. And if you guys...
it's been a journey.
If you guys like Alex, go on to Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. Tell us how much you love Alex and how much you hate us. All right.
Perfect.
Awesome. Very cool. Nice work, dude.
Thank
Look
you
at
guys.
You. Professional. You he cut his hair.
Dude, that was the big step he needed. Had he not cut his hair?
Did they tell you after you cut your hair or before?
I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows that I've even cut it, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Yeah. All right, man. So let's get back to it. Sorry, guys. We had to do that.
It's fine.
Everybody congratulate Alex at Napolis Alex on Twitter and IG. Yay.
Thanks,
just
guys.
A kid from Kearns, dude. It's crazy. All right.
To the moon, bro.
To the moon. All right. Let's go. Rail Salt Lake, like we were just talking, let the hosts come in and basically just trash the Airbnb.
Yeah. It was rough, bro.
It was rough.
I was pretty pumped because the starting lineup was solid, right? On paper. This is potentially our best lineup, right?
Austin FC coming off some losses.
Off a very embarrassing loss.
Yes.
To a club team that's not even playing in the league.
They're a semi-pro team.
In Haiti.
In Haiti. Like,
dude. Crazy.
You know, it's not a good loss for them. But, you know, the rebound game is always rough. Proved to be once again. But the problem really wasn't that Austin FC came in and played their hearts out. We were just very bad. Very bad. The midfield, non-existent. Our left back, scary. The disconnect between the defense, the midfield, and the attack, scary. Rubin and Demir not really knowing what they're playing, scary. McMath's positioning, especially on the second goal, scary. Him trying to come out 40 yards and play sweeper keeper, scary.
It's weird, man, because I don't want to, you know, not bandwagoning here. I don't even know what the direction is for the wagon on McMath, but I've truly have never thought, yes, he's had some great saves, but I've never seen him like as the guy, like, hey, we have a solid goalkeeper. For me, he just doesn't rank with like
doesn't
the top goalkeepers
needle.
In MLS
no.
at all.
He's an absolute shot stopper, right? But his distribution and some other little intangibles, they drop him down a notch.
Distribution has been a big problem for him.
Oh, dude, we call him Zach the Turnover McMath on Twitter, right?
And
like every goal kick, every drop kick, every throw, turnover, out of bounds, turnover.
And you have big shoes to fill, especially with like Raimondo. He'd put kind of like that sidewinder,
pinpoint
right to the feet of like the midfield, right? Zach McMath. With the few bad distributions in the beginning, it was excusable. It was just like, okay, all right, nerves, or hey, he's working on it. But it's almost like it's just a trend where it's just happening so often and so much that it's now just hard to ignore.
Yeah, I feel like it's me out there just punting the ball away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just either it's a dumb mistake or it's just an immediate turnover, and I have no confidence in the distribution.
No.
So that's just like another added layer to problems in the midfield, problems in the attack. Usually it's one of two things. It's like your attack's off, but your defense is solid. Or your defense sucks, your attack is solid.
Right.
Right now, with Real Salt Lake, it's very shaky.
Yeah.
And I'm not liking what I'm seeing at all.
No, I mean, Oviedo was getting he was either getting absolutely beat, caught out of position. Ojeda and Loffelsund, neither of them play a defensive role, really, like a six role. And you could tell that there was not a lot of communication there as to who's pushing, who's staying home. So, like, the amount of space in the midfield for 90 minutes was disturbing. Like, absolutely disturbing. Not to mention Ojeda and Loffelsund, a lot of, you know, errant passes, a lot of turnovers, a lot of weird challenges on the ball. Ojeda did warm up towards the end of the match, but Jasper looked just real shaky. They both looked real shaky. And then, you know, the biggest glaring issue is Demir and Rubin. You know, is Demir supposed to be playing a 10? Because basically the whole night he was playing as a 9, you know, just sitting up top. So that was leaving a big gap underneath. Rubin is just, like, unfortunately... I think that he's a great dude and a good player, but I don't think he's the answer. The only two real bright spots were Gomez and Sava, right? But they were starved of the ball as well. So, like, overall, it was ugly. And sure, we had chances, right? Like, Austin FC by no I don't know what word I'm looking for here. They didn't come in and like destroy us, right? We let them win. Both of those goals were from 30 yards out.
Yep.
In that midfield space, you know, Oviedo was marking on the first one, absolutely torched. Both fantastic shots, right? They were good goals, but they weren't easy. They were easy goals from distance, and they shouldn't have happened. So I don't know. It's very frustrating. It was very frustrating to watch.
Yeah. So, you know, there's like a shine and a glimmer to the start of Real Salt Lake season, and of course, you know, coming back home fresh 2-0 against the Sounders, which like we all agreed, like, hey, we're going to be playing in Seattle. That's going to be a tough match. Right. We're probably going to lose that. But to come home. You have the hype. You've got a weekend, quote unquote, Austin FC team. And then to come and just kind of put a performance on like that where, you know, obviously Justin Glad's deflection goal, I wouldn't say it's a nice goal. It's a pretty sloppy goal. Yeah. It's a well fought for goal. It kind of brought some hope back, but then it was almost like, I don't know. It's that problem where we're, you know, when we see it on Twitter, we see it online. It's the problem where, you know, it's another, here's another defender goal. Happy for Glad, right? He's got a 5-goal season.
But we should be getting more goals on top of that, right?
Yeah.
I know Julio put one away, but it was offside. But like a defender goal should be like the sweet topping.
Yeah.
Not the primary ice cream, right? Like.
Yeah. So it was tough. So yeah, John Gallagher, 9th-minute goal, sets the tone.
Completely deflates the stadium.
Yes.
Dead silent.
Because it's still early. And that's another problem, too, is the fans, I think, for the most part, get deflated pretty easily at home. So anyways, Justin Glad breathed some life back into it, 22-minute. The assist was for Demir, is that right?
A nice header back across the goal. That was the cross and the header were prettier than the goal.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know, props to Glad for being right in his positioning and then just being able to get a foot
exactly
on
what it needed to be, right? Yeah. Like, Demir didn't have an angle for a shot. With his head, so he did the next best thing and put it into a good spot.
Owen Wolf, just a screamer, the second goal.
No, his first career
goal. Oh, his first career goal,
18,
yeah.
Ripe age of 18.
Son of Josh Wolf.
A screamer of a goal.
Yeah, but again.
With McMath.
Out of position. And the midfield giving him no resistance to shoot that ball.
It's, yeah.
So is this a symptom of the players? Or is this a symptom of the setup and coaching?
Look, I'm going to say it's a little bit of both.
I think so, too.
I'm going to say it's a little bit of both because we're going to start sounding like broken records here, but it's the same issues we saw in Vancouver. It's the same issues we saw in Seattle. It's the same issues we saw against Austin.
Yep.
The team just looks so disconnected all around the field. We talk about the double pivots all the time. Ojeda and Jasper Lofsen just look lost playing together. And that leads to not great defending, and that leads to not really getting good opportunities. I think because Demir is playing that quote-unquote false nine role, which, you know, he's playing alongside the striker, I think that just leaves way too much in the midfield. There's nobody covering that space.
Right.
And that allows Ojeda and Jasper to get too high up the field, and then we get hit in transition, we get hit with a couple good passes, that space is there, and then our defense is left.
It's way too easy to break our lines.
Yeah, like absolutely. It's very similar to what we're trying to play, what we were playing last year, but we're not closing off the lines. We're not compact, as compact as we were last year, and that's causing so much spaces and so much opportunities for other teams to just come and pick apart. Yep. We saw it against Seattle. We saw it in the first half against Vancouver. We saw it this game in the two goals. And then after that, pretty much Austin just kind of backed down. They didn't really have a lot of opportunities, but then that...
They didn't need to detect further, though. Like, we were no threat.
Yeah, and that comes to that disconnect in the forwards. Because we have such an unorganized midfields, we're not really playing good balls in behind. We're not playing good balls into the attack. We're not getting good opportunities. Right. You got Jasper, Sava on the left wing, just trying to cut in, play in, and basically play the 10 role, but then we don't have a lot of coverage over here on the left. Oviedo gets way too high up the field, and then that's where they hit us, right on that left side, because Dami's up playing a double striker, and then Sava's trying to control that midfield. It's not working. It's not working, and I think tactically we're just so adamant on playing that way, but it just hasn't been there for us. And I hope things change with Ruiz coming back. because Ojeda and Ruiz did play best together last year.
True, but my concern still is that we don't have a six.
Yes. No, we don't. But I think the skill set that those two guys have together kind of makes up for it just a little bit. And we saw it last year, and I hope we can get back to that level as soon as he's back in. But we're just not seeing it right now from Jasper.
No,
and Ojeda. Not. That trio is right now what's causing so many issues for us.
I agree.
Partnership.
And I think trying to force Demir into the lineup is also causing issues.
Yes.
And honestly, if I'm Pablo, we haven't signed a striker yet, right? Probably won't till summer, if we do ever. Why not just play Demir as the striker and play Luna underneath him? Right? Rubin's not producing. No. Let's be real. Get Luna on the field. Luna was the only bright spot of this game for me.
And Luna does what we're kind of missing in the midfield right now.
Right.
He has that creativity, that creative vision. He also does a good job of coming back, tracking back, and defending and covering that space. That's why we've seen such a change in the midfield, like in Seattle and against Austin, when he came in that double pit.
It settled it down, didn't it?
The creativity and the covering of the spaces changed completely once he came in.
Yeah. The whole not playing him, he needs to end. I'm not saying he needs to start, but he needs to see 30 minutes a night.
He definitely needs more than 10.
Yeah.
Or however many he's playing right now. Yep. For sure. And again, I think they're not similar players, but I think in the creativity that Ruiz brings, maybe we can see that in that double pivot position. And I don't know, maybe just switch him off if we're so adamant on having Rubin or Julio start. But I do also like the idea of maybe just pushing Demir up and...
Right, let him do what he did well.
Yeah.
Right? Why not? He's towards the end of his career, right? We have no obvious, clear replacement or front runner for that job for years to come.
Yeah.
Let him play it out. I know it's not his position, but here we are, right? 4 years later, here we are. Let's just ride with it.
Were there any positives in this match?
Luna.
Andres Gomez.
Yeah, Gomez looked pretty good.
Oh, bro.
Dude, I loved his performance.
That little like back kill pass to himself he made.
And he sent the defender just kind of flying into the wall.
And then if you could have kept that shot down, dude... He's going to be easy.
Yeah, I think he's going to find his legs. He's going to find his creativity.
He already improved drastically from what we saw versus Vancouver, right? Yeah. Like,
dude, I think he's going to be one of those, like, first goal jitters, just get out of the way.
And then, boom.
Pile on.
Yeah.
And I think after he made, that, like, little turn, you know, the in the first half, and he was right in on goal, I think, you know, maybe the emotions, maybe the nerves just got to him a little bit.
Sure.
Because all he had to do was just put a little less power on it, just kind of get it a little more...
Still a weird angle.
It's a little weird angle, but I don't know, maybe go for the corners, I don't know, but it just seemed like he just wanted to blast that and hope that it went in. And he wasn't that far off. And I also, what I really like about Gomez, too, is the dirty work that he does defensively. I think he does a really good job of tracking back, covering the spaces, and tightening up his line. And again, it's just what we're not seeing on the other side of the field right now. That's killing us. He's actually doing that dirty defensive work. But yeah, he's definitely growing into the game and into the team. And I'm really excited to see what he brings.
Yeah, same dude. I mean, there's not much to really, I guess, deep dive into more on this match.
No, other than we just looked horrible, right?
Yeah, it just wasn't that home opener that we wished we got. But it's weird because Austin FC, although they have like that slight just like downhill curve, they're still a dangerous team.
Yep.
Still a dangerous threat.
Unless they're playing a semi-pro team from Haiti.
Yeah. yeah, man. Just wasn't our best.
Yeah, it wasn't our night.
Not a memorable night for other reasons, just for the changes in the stadium and all that. But the play just won't be memorable at all.
No, and you know, hopefully this is a low of the season and it doesn't stay a low, right? Pablo has shown that he can pull us out of these ruts. I don't love that it's happening so early. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe we peak at the right time, but. You know, I hope to see some life out of this team. I hope to see some control in the midfield. I hope to see some goals scored. But at the end of the day, we're not SKC, we're not Colorado, so I feel pretty good.
Yeah, we're scoring goals.
We've scored a couple, whereas they've scored zero.
And it kind of sucks to say this so early in the season, but I think the bye week just came at a perfect time.
Yeah, it sucks to have one so early, but man, you got to get people in town.
I would much rather have it later on in the year, but at the same time, like, Ruiz is coming back, Vera's now in town.
Yeah, let's write this ship early.
Yeah, yeah. Give him a chance to integrate, hopefully fine tune that left side, which Vera is a left back. Throw Pablo into the mix and start fixing that tack. If we're so caught up in doing what we do, let's fine tune it. Hopefully Pablo and Vera give us more coverage, give us more support, and take in this bye week to really integrate them into the team and fine tune that, polish it up.
And let's hope Glad gets healthy, because I think you could hear a collective sigh when Holt came in.
I think Pablo in the post match said that he was going to be all right.
Yeah, something about cramps, but again, a collective sigh. I feel bad for Holt.
Yeah.
I know he's a good dude.
No, there's never been a time, I don't think, just was there a time where we were just so stoked or impressed on Holt.
He had a couple game stretch last year, but it was still not enough to be like, okay, I'm comfortable with him being our third.
Yeah.
If you were curious if there is a God, I think we found out when Demir Krajalek's red card rescinded back to a yellow.
Yep.
Which...
It's rare that I feel like it's rare we get that.
It's rare that we get calls that go our way, especially at home. I feel like RSL will get the calls when they're away, almost like pity calls. But when we're at home, it's almost like you always just feel like it's against us. So to see a red card come out, challenge, back to a yellow is
a relief.
Literally a miracle.
Yeah, because especially like on Demir, like your captain, the nicest guy on the team.
The nicest guy on the field.
Right. I mean, not to say he can't commit a red card-worthy tackle, but...
It was like a complete... It was accidental.
For the referee's angle, he was right there. I'm shocked he went red straight away. Because he didn't just do like the maybe red. He like was like red.
Yeah.
He had that thing out of his pocket before he even got over there, so...
Well, and I think I collectively heard everybody's hearts in the press box drop all at the same time when we saw that red. Because if we're down to 10 men at that moment, it's a completely different game.
It's a goal fest.
We probably would have lost like 4-1.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was up in the press box with DJ and Jane Ollie. Remember, guys, if you guys want to listen to the home calls on Apple TV, just go and select that option. They're available. Or you can always go to like the KSL Sports Radio. They'll have it playing. But really cool. You know, I was talking to Jane Ollie when I was up there. Former MLS keeper.
Former RSL keeper. Yeah,
RSL keeper.
He gifted us with Nick Raimondo.
He did.
By being the trade fodder.
He, just asking, like, we're there, and I'm like, dude, like, how is it just being up here? Like, do you just want to, like, run down there and, like, love up? And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, just, you know, seeing the field and just seeing the ball there, he's like, I just want to go down there and just kick the shit out of it. Like, you know, on a goal kick or something. So, he's super grateful, super happy with the opportunity to be able to step in. And then obviously being acquired from ESPN over to KSL, embracing those guys into the KSL Sports family. Really, really cool. Got David James in there too. So it's pretty awesome. KSL Sports, man, just making moves. All right. So, yeah, we're not happy with that. We'll preview next week. We'll talk about the team who's coming into town, 2 weeks, that is currently undefeated inside of Major League Soccer. We all have thoughts and opinions on that. Hold them. Okay, we'll talk about that. Let's recap Major League Soccer. A few scores around the league, a few successes, a few draws, nothing too exciting. And my favorite, actually, let's start with the best result, one of the best results. Sporting KC and LA Galaxy.
Chicharito doing his thing, bro.
Chicharito's not playing.
I know he's not. I still had to say it.
Yeah. Sporting,
just throwing shots at Andy.
Sporting KC 0. Just fat nothing out of them. Makes me really happy. 0-0 full time. I think they're, are they scoreless for the season still? Yep.
Them and Colorado have yet to score.
Bro, imagine being a SKC fan right now.
Dude, and pundits had them, like MLS guys had them winning MLS Cup this year.
What?
Well, going MLS Cup, sorry. Going to MLS Cup.
That's so what? Bad.
Right.
That's so bad.
Right.
So bad. So and, poor. And
they're still injury ridden. Like, Bolito's still not playing. Kinda's still not playing. And I think Gadi Kinda is a phenomenal player. But at the same time, like,
it's a big deal. They don't. Three matches?
They don't look good.
No.
They don't look good at three.
And it looks like it's, well, it's two draws and one loss. Yeah, they're, I mean, they're honestly, I know you said it's too early to look at the tables. It is. But they're just right below Real Salt Lake.
Yeah, we just have the 3 points from the lucky win in Vancouver.
Exactly, man. So
we're not much better off.
No. So, but at least we're, you know, we're scoring some goals. We're getting some in the back of the net. San Jose and Colorado, 1-0. Colorado handed the L. Very happy about that one.
They stink.
San Jose might
be good.
Might be good this year.
Yeah,
they've still got too
a
10.
New head, still too new early. Head coach, a bunch of like new good talent that they brought in.
They're always a sleeper team, in my opinion, man. Like, they're just dangerous.
You just never know. Like, they're dangerous, but they never like hit that pinnacle. You know what I mean?
It's like when I played AYSO soccer, there was a team called the Terminators. They were really scary. They would beat everybody. They would just like beat the living daylights out of everyone. And I played on the Silver Bullets, and we had an opponent named the Lizards, okay? So we would always beat the Lizards. The Terminators would just trash everybody, but the Lizards would beat the Terminators every game. Like, they just had them figured out, dude.
It's like kryptonite, dude.
It was, dude. And so we'd, you know, we'd go up against the Terminators, and we're like, dude, we got this. Nope, we would get trash, bro.
But the Lizards.
The Lizards, bro. We'd easily hand them, like handle them. Like, it just, who cares, bro? I'm on the side, Capri Sun, bro, and oranges. Like, I'm taking breaks. And then the Terminators could not handle the Lizards. That's the San Jose Earthquakes are the Lizards of MLS.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. St. Louis and Portland. Okay. Let's save that for the end, actually. Let's go around the league standings here. Minnesota, NY Red Bulls, 1-1. Tie, draw. Nothing crazy. Played in the snow.
I'm surprised Minnesota's not doing that bad without Reynoso.
Yeah, and Minnesota's like alternate kit is pretty dope.
It's pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah, like once I figured out...
Fade to the white.
Yeah, once I figured out that it was supposed to be the Northern Lights, I was like, okay.
That's
pretty sick. Without that knowledge, though, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. But... let's see, Toronto and Columbus, they just run it back, do a draw, 1-1. A lot of, I mean, draws and just low scoring.
It was a boring weekend compared to opening weekend.
Yep. Yeah. DC United, Orlando City, 1-1. Philadelphia hands a loss to Chicago, 1-0.
Who doesn't hand a loss to Chicago, though?
No.
RSL. Anyway.
New York City, Inter-Miami. Inter-Miami, Yosef Martinez, nothing out of him. So New York City FC goes 1-0. On top of them, Atlanta United and Charlotte. 3-0 result for Atlanta United. Thiago Almeida, very involved in plays, had an assist and a goal.
He's gone this summer, yeah?
Oh, yeah, 100%. which kind of sucks, because I feel like Atlanta are finally hitting that turning point. I feel like Atlanta are finally getting back to a little Atlanta, bit of what we saw Atlanta be.
And they're going
to
lose
Almeida. And then they're just going to lose Almeida, yeah. Hopefully for good money, though. Yeah, like, hopefully he's like... easily record breaking
for sure. Also, yeah. Side note real quick, since we talked about Minnesota's jerseys, can we just have a moment on the Portland Thorns away kit?
Oh,
I haven't seen it. Dude. Is it bad?
Bro. Dude, it's
bad. Really?
Quick Google.
I'm going to pull it up here. Portland Thorns. Guys, if you guys are driving on the freeway, go ahead and pull your phone out and Google.
I'm pretty sure most people have seen this Portland monstrosity.
Thorns kit.
I think
just kidding. Don't do that. Don't. The away kit. Oh, is it the white one?
Their new away kit.
Okay. Real reaction from Andy. Let's see. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Dude,
that's
were they going for like Ed Hardy?
Ed Hardy,
but
dude.
Like Target style?
I guess.
Dude, that's horrible.
Can you imagine?
And it says Rose City Till I Die. Oh, cheesy. And the numerals?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's funny because it
it's
looks
every
like,
corny it's tattoo funny, you've ever seen, dude.
It's funny because I have a tattoo with the Roman numerals on my chest, but that's corny as hell, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, it's so bad.
It's bad. The
I
roses.
I
kind of
want to get one.
The roses on the top, too.
For, like, the collection. You know what I mean?
Horrible. I would have to see those. Honestly, man, I'd have to see those, like, on players.
It's going to be bad either way.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's...
That's so much going on and not a lot of space.
That's so bad. That is, it looks bad. I just, I would have to go, I'd have to take the Mitch approach where it's like,
let's see it on the
Mitch,
field.
If Mitch were here, he'd say,
oh no, Mitch hates it.
Let's see them on the
field.
No,
he hates it. We've talked about it.
No, man. I think,
I hope the shorts match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Horrible, bro.
Yeah. Whoever, like, the thought that, like, how many people signed off on that design?
Yeah.
How many people looked at that and went, okay.
It's easily one of the worst jerseys I've seen, for sure.
I mean, the only thing that could explain that is that there was a deadline. Somebody came up with this. They were trying to do something better. And then it's like, all right, just turn in what we got. Yeah. Horrible, man.
Yep.
Terrible. All right. Yeah. Really, really bad. So, yeah, the results around the league. Nashville 2-0 over Montreal. Poor Aaron Herrera.
Montreal look rough this year, too. Especially after it's coming off the year they just had.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it, man. So, yeah. Another result. St. Louis. St. Louis City. Taking it to Portland,
bro.
Dude. In Providence Park.
Bro, this team.
Hang on.
Puzzling.
A veteran team. Well, veteran in the league. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Established team.
Established in the Northwest. They've got Timber Joey. They've got Logs. It's kind of like a baseball field converted into a soccer stadium, but like you don't really know what it is, but then it is a soccer stadium. It rains a lot. There's like pubs. It's dope. It's a sick stadium.
I love going to Portland for games.
Great away stadium. We'll have to take a vote on the best away stadiums.
We got to go to some.
Yeah, we got to go to some.
Some more, I should say.
More. So, St. Louis, the black horse of MLS.
The new guy.
Dude, the new guy that comes in and just kills it. Like, you're just like, dweeb. And then he comes in and he submits like his first project and everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah. He's the guy that comes in and goes, I'm going to take your job. And then like does.
Not even that. It's the guy that like just shows up and is just like super humble and just like really, really cool. And then he just lets the work speak for himself.
Yeah.
And then you see it and you're like,
okay.
Oh, bro. You're like, whoa.
And
then you're like, hey, this guy's he's setting the bar way too high, bro. Chill.
Yeah, let's knock him down a peg, which I think will happen with St. Louis.
Yeah. You think this Real Salt Lake, this disorganized ass team.
I'm not saying RSL's going to do it. I'm just saying eventually the MLS bug will catch them, right?
Oh, no.
They're going to play an unassuming team, and they're going to lose.
I swear you said that Real Salt Lake was going to pull a result on these guys.
Oh, yeah, that was absolute sarcasm earlier.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but they could.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't see it.
I don't either, honestly. From
I don't
just
see it,
what
though.
I saw Saturday. You know what's crazy? Like, this is where I wish we could have watched preseason. We were getting results in the preseason. How were we set up? How were we playing in the preseason? Right? And then, like, what has happened?
Listen,
I know it's preseason, but, like, what happened?
It's March 16th. And
it's way too early.
The match isn't until March 25th. It's 9 days away. If you do the math, Alex, look at me. 9 days away.
9 days away.
What Real Salt Lake needs right now, if this was a movie... They need a montage, like a Rocky working out montage.
They got to like go trail run and like
trail run,
lift some logs over
punching
their head.
Bags. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do some rock climbing.
Push-ups.
Yeah. Sweaty. And like St. Louis is the big scary Russian guy that they're trying to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're running. Training just as hard.
I want to see Pablo in a vehicle, like just driving behind Krylock as Krylock runs up. Is it Main Street that goes up to the Capitol, or is it State?
Yeah, it's Main.
Is it Main Street or State?
State Street.
Whatever.
Demir Krylock, dude, in sweats, full body sweatsuit, the Karate Kid headband that they put out.
Yeah.
Right. Is it raining?
It
in
never
the
rains in Utah. No.
So it's snowing a little bit.
Yeah, a little sprinkle.
And it's nighttime.
It's got to be.
nighttime, so it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Running up to State Street, Capitol.
Why Demir, though? Why not the whole team?
Because I feel like Demir's the only one who cares, dude.
Yeah, that's why everyone else needs
to care. All right, so Demir's in the car.
Driving the bus. He's...
Oh, it's a bus.
No, it's actually... It's a golf cart.
No.
Okay, it's a bus.
It's a bus, and everyone... The whole team is running up.
And he has just the lights on.
But listen, that's sick, dude. Yeah. That would be a dope shot. Yeah, with the snow. And the lights just... And then you just hear the... From the bus. You know how that
sound? Yeah.
Okay.
Got
if
it.
This was a real scenario, who gets to ride in the bus? Like, who gets a break based off their performance from, like, last match? Like, hey, you don't have to run up the hill.
Gomez.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe Gomez. Marcelo.
Marcelo had a good shift.
Except for that one tackle in the box where the turf monster obviously got him, and he, like, kind of face planted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Outside of that.
So, Marcelo, Gomez.
Luna's fine.
Luna, stay home, bro. We get it. Luna wants to be creative. Luna is a young dude.
Luna's hungry.
He'll take the chance.
Let him eat.
So what if you turn it over a few times? I want to see it, bro. You got to develop that skill somewhere. Let it be here.
What's the difference between Luna turning it over and Ojeda and Lawfulson passing to the wrong team constantly?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Take a little bit of risk. Luna, well, Diego also, Luna.
Play the kids. This is the same risk. We're obviously not performing. Play the kids. Let Gavin Beavers have a run.
And it's interesting too, now that you mentioned that. We lead, like, a whole roster wise, we have one of the, like, the lowest age averages.
Yeah,
but our starting 11 is one of the highest.
Right.
Did you know that?
Play the kids, man.
Yeah.
That tells us no trust, no confidence in the young guys.
Or Pablo just isn't willing to try it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd be told that I'm wrong.
Take our example, RSL show.
Yeah, play the kid.
Play the kids. We got Alex and Isaac. Sometimes they can't tell their left from their right.
Right.
But we trust them.
You got to let them swim.
You got to let them drown a little bit.
Yeah.
Zach McMath. They're running up the hill, right?
Right.
Montage.
Where is Gavin Beavers, do you trip him, dude?
No. Do you send McMath home? Like, you know how there's always, like, one quitter? Like in the movies, and they're like, go home.
I don't think he's a quitter.
No?
No.
I don't think he's a quitter either.
Yeah.
But man, he's got to sharpen up that skill a little bit, dude.
I just think...
I want to see him...
Well, for me, like...
I want to see him practicing distributions till like 1 in the morning, bro.
Just all night shooting hoops, but just pinging balls in the backyard?
Yeah.
But okay, so it's not even... You know, it's really not even that for me. He can start. It's fine. I want to see Beaver start getting minutes.
Yeah.
Right? I don't care if you're switch every other game, right? Like, but please, let's not do this thing we do with every goalkeeper and play the veteran dude until the veteran dude can't walk. And by that point, you know, young guy has already taken off and is excelling somewhere else. Like,
let's
trust our kids and play them. That's why we have the academy.
I mean, and that's literally just what happened, right?
Right.
We had a young goalkeeper come out. He came in because because McMath was injured. Took over the starting spot. Did a pretty good job at it.
Yeah.
And
without some like self-destructive habits, would still have the job.
Most likely.
But that's you know, you got to govern those attitudes, man. You got to be able to govern those.
Right.
You got to be able to have those tough conversations, and yes, I'm sure they happened, but. I mean, still, it's unfortunate.
What I'm saying is, like, McMath can lose his job to someone else. It's already happened. It's happened at every club he's been at. Let's give Beavers a chance. Let's give Kay a chance at some point. Let's give so many different guys a freaking chance. Like,
and hey, man, yeah, there's nothing wrong in being a backup keeper and being a veteran and being able to help in training.
Right, being able to nurture this kid's career and growth.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope McMath has like 12 saves next match, and he just lights it up, and then he's in Team of the Week MLS, and we're all wrong.
You know, even if he does that, I'm still going to be asking for Beavers minutes.
Well, and I think I mentioned this to you on Saturday too, is it's really interesting for a team that loves to play out of the back and loves that like goalkeeper distribution
to not have someone that can do it.
He's every time... every time it's coming out, every time we're trying to start the attack from the back, every time we're trying to start the attack with McMath, it just feels like it always ends up.
It's stifled before it even starts.
It's like a 65% success rate.
No.
It's bad. It needs to change. I think St. Louis City, what are they called? SLCSC?
St. Louis City FC. Or SC,
yeah. Okay. Soccer club.
SLCSC. That's, oh man, that'd be sick, dude, if we had that. I think they're going to come in. I think they there's a certain magic to them. They beat Portland at home. They beat Austin at home. These guys, although the goals are sloppy play, you know what I mean? Like the last goals that they've
taken
against Portland,
our ex-dog, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They are the ex-dog now.
They just have this like magic to them. And I'm sure they're confident. And, dude, imagine being a player on SLCSC and you just beat Austin at home and you just beat the Timbers at home. Real Salt Lake at home? Who? Right? Yep. I'm sorry to say it. I'm a Real Salt Lake fan. I have an RSL tattoo. I hope I'm wrong, but I think St. Louis is going to come in and just trash us. Nah, maybe not trash. Maybe 2-1. I expect a 2-1 result.
I think we break their streak.
You think that you... Okay, so I just gave my prediction
2-1. That's one thing we're
for
good
SLCSC.
At, even when we're bad, is being the spoiler.
So we're going to have it figured out. So they're going to go do their movie montage, come back hot.
Not even hot. I think they're going to steal one. I think St. Louis is going to give us a game. We're going to give them a game and get a late one and win it.
It has to be a late
one? It's
going to
be dramatic, dude. Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a Luna free kick from the left side about 18 yards out.
It's very specific.
Listen, I'm a Diego Luna fan, bro, but let's be realistic.
Salva's not there, bro. We don't have Salva in this game.
Oh, and yeah, you think, and Salva's out.
And you think in this situation Luna that Diego Luna is going to be the one to step up and take a free kick.
To win it.
In the dying minutes.
Yep.
You don't think there's somebody else on that roster who would take it from
who?
Him?
Who?
I think someone would take it.
Who?
I think someone else would take it. I don't know.
Who?
I don't know, because I don't think we've really been in free kick situations.
Haven't, but
we're not going to get
a free
kick.
But it seems like in a situation like that, you'd probably want, I don't know, Demir Krylak.
Here's what would happen, realistically, if we're Real Salt Lake. Nah, Demir.
Who is our free kick taker?
Sava, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right. It's Sava.
Listen to this, though. If it came down to the wire like that and it was a high dramatic game and it's like minute 96 and there's like, you know, 7 minute stoppage time. Listen,
I'm listening. But I have a counter already.
Not in this universe, bro. Are we going to have, or at least in this dimension, are we going to have a foul that sets up a free kick that Diego Luna would take? What would happen realistically is we would be dispossessed and then St. Louis City SC would run that thing to the corner and game.
See, I don't know. I think we have Diego, the hungry man Luna, for minutes, right? Ready to go, ready to take his moment. Whistle blows right on the edge of the box. It's game winner. This is the last kick of the game. Julio has it. Luna goes, no, bro. This is my turn to eat. Bang. Upper 90. Game winner.
You're going upper.
Game winner. Absolute legend in the making. It's over.
Breaks into the starting 11.
We all celebrate.
That's right. It's going to happen.
Insane, bro.
It'll be wild if that actually happened.
It would never happen. All right, guys. With that, what's the scoreline at, though?
3-2.
3-2 for Real Salt Lake.
Yeah. Both teams have reds.
Okay.
What is this game shaping up to be, bro?
It's going to be a doozy.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine if he's, like, spot on? Yeah. Just give us the minutes. Wait. Just give us the minutes, bro. So the free kick's 96th minute for the win.
We've gotten too detailed now, but if this game on Saturday, if there's even just one red,
he got the script, bro.
All right.
And then there's a set, dude, if it even comes down to two reds, I'll be pumped.
Okay. He's like, yeah, Josh is like, 8 corners, 2 yellow flags.
42% possession.
2 yellow cards. Yeah, dude. Oh, that would be a trip, dude. Okay, so 2-1 for me, SLCSC, 3-2 for you. Alex,
I want to wait for their game against San Jose this weekend before I make a prediction.
No.
Wow.
Make a this week prediction, and then we'll revisit.
Without taking the San Jose game into account, I say St. Louis comes in gets the dub at America First because Andrew Brody accidentally passes it back without seeing a striker because, you know, it's St. Louis.
But St. Louis doesn't actually finish the goal. McMath comes out to kicks it, misses.
Oof.
Brody on goal.
Oof. Yeah, yeah, we'll go with that.
Or McMath connects and kicks it straight into Brody's head, and then it deflects back into goal.
So do you guys remember when that happened to Sabo against Colorado?
No, I don't remember that.
No.
Pickens, I believe, was the goalie. Pickens or Perkins?
I think it was Pickens. That sounds right. No?
There was one of each.
Oh.
But he was in Colorado, last game of the year. Colorado's up, announcing, like, playoff tickets are for sale. Game's almost over. Goalkeeper goes to clear the ball. Sabo jumps in front, dude. Knocks it into the goal.
Amazing.
I believe that may have been the game winner. No, there might have been one more goal. But we end up winning that game, sending us to the playoffs, knocking Colorado out.
Nice. I'm going to need to go back and look at this that, because I do not remember that.
Go do some homework. I can't remember the exact goals at this exact moment or like who scored. But yeah, this was like, I want to say this was like 2010. No, not 2010, because Colorado won that year. Maybe like 11, 12. I don't know. But go check that out.
We'll have to deep dive into that.
Yeah.
Deep dive. All right, guys. Go ahead.
I think we should have a conversation where if St. Louis does come in and we have now lost three in a row, two consecutive at home, where are we at?
Oh, fans are starting the bus.
It's bad, because I want to throw this out there. In the last nine games, going back to last year, RSL have only won two games at home.
That's not the Real Salt Lake way.
Nope. It needs to be a fortress, man.
Two games at home in nine matches, bro.
It's not good.
Very depressing.
I know a lot of fans have started boarding the bus. No one has started it, but the bus is being boarded. but if we do lose to St. Louis, I imagine you will see some Pablo out tweets.
I don't think alarms are going off in my head yet. However, if we are in that situation where we just lost two games in a row at home,
yeah,
then that's
they,
when
they ring.
That's when they start.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like right now, you're inside the bus station and you're just kind of looking at prices. The bus isn't idling yet.
Yeah, it's just
you're looking at like the price.
What trips are available
per seat. Yeah, the bus. You can't even smell the bus yet, or
yeah,
no idling.
No diesel fuel.
Nothing.
Exhaust in the air. Yeah,
yeah. But you're kind of checking it out.
But the previous stop, some fans have already gotten on.
Yeah,
and they're coming to your station. You just have to decide if you're getting on that bus or not.
Yeah,
I love the analogies today. I don't know where these are coming from, but they're
you feel good about it?
Fantastic. Look, I don't know.
When you reach the age of 27 plus, you'll start using them more.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel confident right now, and I don't think we'll get a good result against St. Louis. Like, that could change depending on how they do against this weekend against San Jose.
Luna's gonna eat my guy.
I don't know. We need to fix a lot in order for me to feel confident in this team.
No, yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
But this is RSL, right? We start to feel low. We start to get, impatient, not confident. Then RSL is going to pull off this win. We'll be happy for 2 weeks. And then it's back down.
Yeah.
Then they pull off a win. We're happy for 2 weeks and back down. It's the RSL way.
Yeah, man. It is.
I think we need to start, obviously, building consistency at home, because that's where it starts. That's the bread and butter of this league. You get the results at home, you have a pretty good shot at making playoffs.
Right.
But 2-9 at home, it's right now, I think that for me doesn't make me confident right now.
Sounds like he's got a good idea of what bus he wants to get on.
Yeah. You know, Alex, this is like if you Disneyland reopened.
Okay.
And you've got your park hopper, and you're ready to ride all the rides, bro. Like, you booked your fast pass, all that stuff. You end up going and, yeah, it's a cool show, right? Like, you see, you walk through Toontown.
Yeah, you see Mickey hanging around.
You see Mickey
give him a hug
a little bit. But then it turns out, like, half the rides are closed. And you're like, well, what's going on? And then so you use your park hopper. And the second half, right? Then you hop over to California Adventure, But then, like, the Tower of Terror's closed for a model, and it's just...
the Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Okay, Guardians of the Galaxy.
And then at the end of the day, you end up just writing It's a Small World in the teacups. How you feeling?
That's what America First Field is like right now. We're missing the magic. Josh said that he saw Mickey Mouse. However, it wasn't Mickey Mouse.
It was an imposter.
It's like, you know, we have America First Field. The product is not on the field. So it's like you're going to Disneyland, but no Mickey Mouse.
Just concessions. And a gift shop.
I don't even know what to say to this.
With that, we'll wrap up. Thanks for listening to the RSL show on KSL Sports, guys. You guys are the best. The best fans in Major League Soccer. The best listeners in the RSL podcast realm. Thanks for hanging out here with the best Rail Salt Lake content in the city of Utah and in the United States.
The city of Utah.
Take it easy.